Everyone is set up. I see the marquees. I see the umbrellas out the front. How is this for the VRC to have a normal race day for the first time in over 12 months?
Mate, it's very, very exciting. I'm beside myself. And the mounting yard, we're going to have two owners per horse back in the mounting yard for the first time. So it's virtually a year come next week that we're able to do that. We'll be the first mean to have owners back in there. So to me, I mean, the mounting yard for the last 12 months has been pretty pretty low-key. So actually have owners in there, have winners in the winners bar celebrating, to actually just have that whole atmosphere coming back, it's just, I'm pretty excited about today.
I remember when we were up at the Peak, during the Peak room during the Melbourne Cup Carnival, and looking back, it's almost surreal, isn't it? And I remember walking, and it might have been Anthony Van Dyke, it might have been Melbourne Cup Day, to be honest, walking out, tumbleweeds blowing through, and I remember seeing you on the way out. And it was
tumbleweeds?
Just this, well, because there was no one there. There was no one there.
The Old West.
That's not a great picture, really.
Well, metaphoric tumbleweeds. Yeah. They weren't actual. We weren't in Arizona. But just the sombre feel about it. Wasn't just anything to do with the Melbourne Cup that particular year, but it was just this feeling of a Melbourne Cup carnival that was coming and going.
No, you're actually Les Taggart's down in the owners in the winners bar, who's a legend, and. He said to me, you know what it's been like? I said, it's been terrible. I said, Melbourne Cup, we brought Mark Power in, who's the head lad. He had two sips of champagne, took a bottle in a bag and half a dozen stubbies, and off he went. That was the winner's celebration. It's just been unbelievable. So it'll be great. Today's probably the closest we're going to get to being sort of normal.
How many people are we expecting on course today?
So we've got about 9,000,
yep,
which is great because last year's crowd was around 9,000. So, I mean, with the COVID restrictions to have the same number, I think that's fantastic. And you can still, if you want to come down, it'll be a great day. I mean, fantastic racing, Group 1 racing. You can turn up to the gate and you can buy a ticket at the gate.
Or you can
get on, you can. Or you can get on Ticketek. And so there's these unreserved tickets where you can roam around. There's a GA one and a members one. So you can still come down. It's not. It's early doors.
That's refreshing to hear. That is refreshing to hear because I think there's been ambiguity with people wanting to come to the track and erring on the side of caution by not going because I don't know that they can do that.
No,
have
Dan,
you got a cap
along
today, Lee? Like, is there a specific cap that is in place?
No. Yes, 15,000 is what we're operating under, but we've still got plenty of those unreserved GAs and unreserved members. So if people want to come. Come down, please. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I mean, this will be about the closest to a normal meeting and also back in the mounting yard having that atmosphere, which we really lacked. Because, I mean, there's no one in there.
No.
So we've got a Group 1 today with a full field. There'll be plenty of owners in there on that race, and it'll be terrific.
Lee, the Guineas as a race, I know, obviously, there's moving parts. It was once part of Super Saturday, and now it's been taken away, and it's got its own standalone day today. And I reckon we would all agree that this day stands alone, as at least as a prelude to a bigger day next week, but it's still a great standalone day today. Just the Guineas itself as a race, you know, we were saying early on, there was a time when it was a pop-up because it popped up in 86, but it quickly earned its stripes, didn't it, on the calendar? How important a race in the context of the VRC is the Guineas?
Well, it's our premier three-year-old mile race, Group 1 for this time of the year, and it's the 36th running today, so it's relatively new in history when you think of the Melbourne Cup, except for the history. But the quality of the race is second to none. If you really... I think it's a class field today, a capacity field. And, no, I think it fits in well. And as you said, next week, I mean, we've got all black type today except for one race. So it's pretty good. And the same with next week as well. So it's a great doubleheader weekend. And as you said, the races are well spaced. Got the Australia Cup and the Newmarket next weekend. And some of the support races today, it's great to have the English Dash there, the $500,000 race as race 8, which is a new race that we've got. Great field. Some interesting runners in there with obviously the horse coming down from Sydney. We've got the unbeaten filly
Written Miss.
Which is great, rocketing by. Yeah, David Pfeiffer's bringing that horse down. It's a pretty wide open field, so that really adds a fair bit to today, I think, to the program. So.
And Lee, one thing that jumps out at you, obviously we saw it, the WA influence through the carnival last spring, But there wasn't great representation from New South Wales until maybe Flemington. And South Australia, obviously, were okay. There's everywhere today. Tasmania, Queensland, WA, yeah. South Australia, New South Wales. I think it's the best interstate representation we've seen on a Melbourne racetrack for a long time.
You're right. And WA, today Fabergino, she's been great in the mare, hasn't she, through that summer period and continuing on. And
well, she won this race last year.
She did. Race, yeah. And Dom Deschute, it was a good run in the CSAs, and he's got to be right in there. Right in the race as well. Laverod was a big run last day. He struck a lot of interference. There's a few others, Indian Pacific, Nerf Bosque, etc., etc. So WA is well represented. But you're right, we've got, you know, the Tassie mare, Mystic Journey. Can she find her old form? So there's all different form lines from all different states.
And the Harrovian, like to have him.
The Harrovian, yeah.
He's getting cult status in Queensland and all over Queensland as well. So to have him here today and obviously...
Are the owners getting down? Because the border, I think, opened up as of midnight. Do you know if they're on their way down?
Look, I'm not sure, but if they're there, I'm sure we'll hear them anyway.
There's no doubt.
Lethal, now that we're coming out of the COVID sort of stagnant period of the COVID, what's the next two or three years as far as the VRC's attitude towards this time of year? Obviously, there's a lot of heavy promotion and history of the Spring Carnival, and it sort of sells itself. But where are we at with... there is a feeling that maybe prize money issues and heavy promotion of alternative races. What's the general idea of the next couple of years about how you look at this time of year? Is there room to move and rebrand and promote?
I think this is the perfect time of year. We've got spring, obviously, but this other time of the year where we've got the Guineas today, Super Saturday and Newmarket. Next year we get the third other date All in start. March coming back.
Oh, sorry.
So there's a big chance for us to really take hold of this period. And next year we'll run right up to the footy season starting. So we'll run the Saturday before then. So we've got a really big opportunity to grow this time of the year. And we've got the quality races. So it's a perfect chance. So the club's view is we really need to build this period and make it. It's the other carnivals. We've got spring. This is the period. We've got our winter championships, which is great. Got to do a little bit with the summer as well, so we're building.
Yeah, I think bridging that little gap between summer and autumn might be something. But how do you do it though? It's all very well.
Is it more prize money?
Yeah, we'll obviously be requesting more prize money, obviously, into our features.
What races do you think need?
I think we've been a lot of talk about the Newmarket and the Australia Cup. I think they need, you know, an injection of money. I think the size produce. As well, a Group 2 used to be a Group 1 2-year-old. That's our premier 2-year-old race, so I think that does as well. So they're the sort of major ones over that sort of period.
Just on the Australian Cup, there's been some talk about it maybe going back to a handicap. What's your thoughts on that?
I did hear a bit about it. I don't think we need to be going there. Obviously, we review races all the time, but I think it's fine as weight for age. It's been that way. I'm a bit worried about going back to handicap because we might lose some of the horses that are in there. I think really I'm pretty comfortable.
Are there all-star mile horses that would run in an Australian Cup though, bypassing the Australian Cup now for the big all-star mile prize money?
Oh look, there might be maybe Acadia Queen could be in there, but I think the two of them live pretty fine. I mean, I think the Australian Cup's going to be obviously see 50 stars back up again. I know we've got a few old stages in Harlem and Humidor, but they're in pretty good form. We've got some other horses coming through, so I think both of them can live together.
Is it under a bit of pressure in a way to perform because it's called the Australian Cup? I mean, and it did have that rich history through Northerly and all the great horses of the 80s. Is it kind of a bit... It's a bit difficult with it because it's actually called the Australian Cup. People have a slightly higher expectation of it than maybe is almost warranted. You know, it sort of plays its role, but, you know, I think the expectation with its name is pretty high.
Yeah, but I think it lives up to the name. I think it's going to be a great race. I've got no problems with it. I think going back to a handicap, look, we're never saying never about anything, but I just don't think the race is there to go back to a handicap at this stage. Not saying we've got closed eyes on it, but I think it fits nicely where it does.
Growing up, I mean, these two meetings, there was the Super Saturday included Australian Cup, Newmarket, I remember Alinghi, Maccabi Diva, Elmer Herr won the Australian Guineas on the same day. When I was a kid growing up, the Saturday was the Newmarket, the Monday was the Australian Cup. And probably no more famous than the year that Bone Crusher and Atalak fought out on the Monday, Placid Ark and won on the Saturday. It was my first year working it. My first day working full-time for Channel 10 was when Placid Ark won the Newmarket, so you don't forget that. But they're merged together and have been for a while now, the Newmarket Australian Cup. When you're sort of factoring in next year and Aussie Guineas on the same day, do you review Lee and think should we put Australian Cup on Australian Guineas Day or vice versa? I mean, I think today's program, to be fair, it is an absolute cracker. An absolute cracker with the way it's set up now. But over the years, not the new market, but the Australian Cup has shifted probably more from the Monday to the Saturday. Is that shiftable?
Yeah, look, everything's up. I'm very up for any sort of type of change, and we'll review it and have been reviewing. And if it has, we've got these three dates next year, maybe there's a way we can actually rejig our features, our Group 1 features, so that they flow better through that period. So we'll definitely look at that. We're not closed.
That's great. We can revisit my pitch to have the picnic final run on Blamey Stakes Day. Magnificent.
Yeah, and I was talking about Group 1s.
Your horse is out of the picnics now, Matty. You can give that up.
I'm still working on that one. Don't you worry.
Who wins today, Lethal? You've got your finger on the
Tagaloa,
pulse.
Tagaloa looks a good thing in the Guineas, but I do like Dom.
A good thing?
I do like Dom to shoot, yeah. I think. You know, he was drawn wide last odd. I think he could be the improver. I like Shalo in the last, the mare. She's got a great record here at Flemington. And Sierra Sue actually went to the Shaftesbury Avenue instead. And if you remember when she won over 1,400 here, Group 2, when she came from last, it was scintillating form. So anyway, I'm still working, Michael, so don't rely on my tips.
And in 7 days' time, we can't wait to be back here for the Super Saturday. What's the crowd for Super Saturday?
I think it'd grow on today, so hopefully we can get up to that 15,000 ceiling.
And
should be everyone after we get through today. Everyone knows we're back and everything's going, and owners are back. Yeah, hopefully we can really grow it next week.
And obviously you can still rock up and come today, but if you wanted to book catering or anything in advance for next week, still hospitality plenty available?
Yeah, get on the Flemington website, and book through there. There's all hospitality through there. So get on there, and also Ticket Tech for those general, unreserved tickets. So today's going to be a fantastic day, but I reckon next week, again, we'll just take it up to another level.
There's no doubt about that. Lee, good to be back on track. Good to see you. Enjoy the day.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.